And the marriage ceremony, one of the vows, that maybe is doesn't get as much attention or focus. One of the promises is till death do us part. Or, you know, I'll remain with you for the entirety of my life here on earth. And you might think that the hardest part of marriage is maybe being open to life and raising children or staying faithful to one another during your whole life. But there's also that other promise we make that at death, something changes in our relationship. We're no longer one as we were when we were married on earth. It's a very difficult part of marriage. And I don't think it gets as much attention. The fact that marriage is just for this earth, this life. And it has a purpose, not just of, you know, making the spouses, you know, more happy and joyful and loving, but actually helping each other grow in love for God. That's the primary purpose of marriage. You want to get your spouse to heaven. You want to help them fall more in love with God, far more in love with God than they are with you. So that when one of your lives ends, you freely give them, saying, Lord, hey, I have prepared this person for you and helped in that process. Very difficult. And anyone who's either personally lost a spouse or seen a family member or a close friend lose their spouse, you know it's a very difficult time, which is a good thing. You know, marriages that are strong, and even if they're not, sometimes when the spouse dies, you feel that loss, that change. It's so drastic that a phenomenon occurs often in nursing homes where a husband and wife are together, both very, very advanced in years, close to death at any moment. When one dies, it's very frequent that the other spouse will die shortly after. Again, this just happens in nursing homes where both husband and wife are very, very close to the end of their life, maybe very, very old. But you know, they're only holding on for one another. And then they recognize, when my spouse goes, my work is done, and they will go as well. Very beautiful. But then there are times when you can tell something's wrong, and maybe you've experienced this yourself or seen this, that when someone's spouse dies when they're younger, that the person will not be able to find a way to go on. They'll be overcome by not just that usual mourning and grief and even depression for a time as they readjust, but they can't seem to break free from it. I think this is going to become more common as time goes on, because our world, our culture, at least this culture, has lost this reality about marriage, that it has a purpose of helping your spouse grow in love for God, preparing them for heaven.